son procasta et eterno.
Poetry on the Radio. Today, Leslie Lebkowitz.
Kvetch. They've lumbered me with this woman I have to look after. A kvetching, crabby thing. She complains all the time, fearful and angry by turns, as though there were no other way of being. Her mind and her mouth filled with lice and other problems. I've tried sneaking away to desert islands and Himalayan peaks, but she shrinks herself to the size of the smallest amethyst and hides in my clothes, and when I arrive, my heart ablaze with the mountains. There she is, shrill with the drama of having had to squash herself into my suitcase. They put her into my care when I was born, which is manifestly unfair. But to be honest, it was decades before I even started to pay her any attention. On days when the kids have been easy, and my husband tells me how happy he is, and I feel as though I could offer a little kindness, she's nowhere to be found. At present, there's a standoff. It's like a bad marriage. She says all she wants is to know that I love her, and I tell her she's taken one liberty too many by appropriating my skin. Kvetch is a Yiddish word for someone who complains a lot, a whinger. The poem is about knowing your shadow side and accepting it, or not. I had a lot of fun writing this mixture of humour and flights of fancy and psychological insight. Kvetch. They've lumbered me with this woman I have to look after, a kvetching, crabby thing. She complains all the time, fearful and angry by turns, as though there were no other way of being. Her mind and her mouth filled with lies and other problems. I've tried sneaking away to desert islands and Himalayan peaks, but she shrinks herself to the size of the smallest amethyst and hides in my clothes, and when I arrive, my heart ablaze with the mountains. There she is, shrill with the drama of having had to squash herself into my suitcase. They put her into my care when I was born, which is manifestly unfair. But to be honest, it was decades before I even started to pay her any attention. On days when the kids have been easy, and my husband tells me how happy he is, and I feel as though I could offer a little kindness, she's nowhere to be found. At present, there's a standoff. It's like a bad marriage. She says all she wants is to know that I love her, and I tell her she's taken one liberty too many by appropriating my skin.
Today we heard Leslie Lebkowitz on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.